across the land, the frozen tundra. Danny, how are you?
I mean, I feel pretty bad, dude. It's like the weather's not the best today, but that's only because it's windy and I hate the wind. But other than that, it's like sunny and warm.
My mom sent me a picture and said that they're getting a foot of sun. Because somebody put like a ruler up and like the sun was hitting like the 1 foot mark.
Oh man, yeah, your dad posted something and your mom like was mocking him, and I was gonna say something, but I don't think your parents would find it amusing to me making crude jokes.
I would appreciate it.
you would appreciate it.
I would appreciate it.
Because your dad made a reference to how much snow he was getting, so he was like, we're expecting 5 inches. And then your mom made a comment, and I was going to say something about the alluding to the fact of 5 inches and their personal lives. I'll let you fill in the blanks there, Sean.
Oh, good times.
we'll see who listens to the podcast first between your parents, see which one to yells at us.
Who attacks you?
Who attacks us first?
Nah, you. Not me.
Well, you encouraged it.
I'm just over here drinking my coffee, bro.
You encouraged it. Yeah, I saw my wife showed me a meme, and it was like the weather map, and it was like warm on the west coast, warm on the east coast, but like freezing in the middle. And it's like meteorologists have dubbed this the 7-Eleven microwave burrito phenomenon.
The power of Hot Pockets.
Yes.
The power of Hot Pockets.
Lava on the outsides and frozen in the middle.
Exactly. So, Danny, what are you drinking to stay cool today?
Since, you know, it is not stout weather, I'm actually drinking free beer, Sean.
Because
free beer
is Bud Light or something.
What's that?
Is it like a Bud Light?
No, I didn't say free water. I said free beer. I'm drinking beer that was sent to me courtesy of Core Brewing and Distilling. I forgot to look to see what episode Jamie was on. I meant to do that as homework. I'm not a very good homeworker person. That's why, you know, my graduating GPA was a solid 2.1.
Yeah, exactly.
For my entire pretty much year of high school. My 4 years of high school, I mean. Because C's get degrees, right?
Exactly.
So this is part of their line of beers called Falling Ladders. Mm. That he told the story on the podcast episode about how he was filling up the tank with the grain, and then as he was climbing up the ladder with the 50 pound bag of grain or whatever, he fell off the ladder. Mm.
That seems kind of dangerous. I don't know why they don't have fancy steps and a platform to get up to the top.
Well, then they wouldn't have fun beer names.
I guess so. I guess not.
So this is a kettle sour is the base beer, basically. And then they just come out with different flavors. I think about the time, I think maybe it's about the time that he forgets that he fell off a ladder. They come out with a new flavor to remind him. Like when they posted this flavor on their,
remind me of anything.
When they posted this, flavor on social media, I asked him, like, every time you come out with a new flavor, does he have to fall off another ladder? I'm like, you can make it like ceremonial, like a ribbon cutting ceremony.
Stricken with brilliance.
Yeah, so this is a blueberry cobbler flavor version of the kettle sour. Ooh, so it has blueberries, vanilla, cinnamon, and graham crackers.
Interesting.
And dude, it's got a nice like blueberry hue to it. Mm. Like it looks like juicy, but and it does, it's, you can smell like the blueberry and the cinnamon and like the sour. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like it's not like bad in a bad way, but you can definitely tell that it's a kettle, it's a sour beer. And it's not surprisingly it's not sweet. It's, but it's not like I'm going to need to go take an antacid or brush my teeth because the enamel from it has been stripped off sour either.
No heartburn.
No heartburn,
Acid
yes.
reflex.
Nothing that, no, I'm not going to like hate myself because I was trying to figure out what to drink and I'm like pulling out all these like heavy beers and I'm like, dude, it's too early in the morning and I just don't feel like drinking anything that's got like, you know, this, you know, aged in, you know, barrel, bourbon barrels and all this stuff. So I'm like, ooh, this sounds pretty amazing. And I was right. I chose wisely.
Yeah. No, I definitely have to get through. I do have a lot of stouts I have to get through. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, I know. I need to have like alcohol poisoning barley wine party with a few people because I have like 15 different barley wines in my refrigerator.
I need a socially distanced beer fest in my backyard to help me get through some aging beers.
Yes. Well, like the first part is I need to get friends that want to come and drink beer with me, and then I have to figure out a way to make that happen. The hard part is getting friends.
It's too far. You're too far from me.
I know. You moved. That's you true. Left me, so.
That's true.
All my friends go away.
Yeah, we do.
It's somebody's fault.
Everybody but yours.
Exactly. That's the American theory. Right?
Exactly.
So what are you drinking, Sean?
Well, I'm trying to clear out my beer fridge, so I decided not to drink anything from Weldworks or any of my other favorite breweries. So I went back to another classic. I don't know if it's a classic, but it's been in my fridge for a while. From Forgotten Boardwalk, it's the Mexican Coffee Funnel Cake.
Classic.
Yes. So it is it's an ale conditioned with vanilla, coffee, brown sugar, and spicy pepper blend.
Spicy, huh?
Spicy. Yeah, their original funnel cake is a cream ale with vanilla in it. So I like to drink it at the brewery though because it's on nitro and it just really gives it a lot more creamy flavor, and the vanilla comes out a lot more in the funnel cake. They have they have a gingered one as well, a ginger cookie one, which is pretty decent too. This one is not, it's not spicy though. I mean, you get spicy like pepper notes in it, but it's not like you have to worry about being like, my mouth is going to be on fire after drinking this.
Right. Like, years ago I got, Adventurous and I bought the Stones, Crime and Punishment, where like basically they just like barrel aged beer with a whole shitload of, jalapenos and chili peppers. And so like the crime was like hot and the punishment was even hotter. And so when you drank them, and like surprisingly the crime was like an enjoyable beer. Mm-hmm. It had some heat to it, but it wasn't like anything that was going to make you hate your life the next day. And it actually, like, you know, at least split among three people from a, you know, bigger bottle, it was drinkable. But the punishment, like, that was just, you could just taste the, like, the vegetation from the chili peppers. Like, it had that green peppery taste. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, too hot and not in a good way. And it was just gross. So, yeah, I understand. That's, you know, when you say that it's, like, spicy, but in a flavorful way. That's what I completely understand your thoughts on that.
Exactly. overall, it's pretty solid. It's got a nice sweetness with the brown sugar to kind of help balance it. The coffee isn't overly in your face either, so it still allows it to still be more of a lighter beer to drink. So just imagine, you know, so a little sweetness, a little spice, a little coffee, and you got your beer.
A little sweet, a little heat, a little neat.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
exactly.
Oh man. So Red Robin is facing a class action lawsuit because of Beer Sean.
Is it because they can't get orders right?
No.
Oh,
That's I mean
gotcha.
that's almost your fault for going to Red Robin if you're expecting them to order right. I mean, especially with I mean, I don't know, how can they mess up your beer order? They got like four beers on tap. Maybe six. But apparently somebody discovered that if you ordered Stella Artois and it can't, you know, because it's a fancy beer with a fancy name, they serve it in a fancy glass. Except the fancy glass they serve it in only holds 14 ounces, not the advertised 16 ounces that you're paying for. And so, you know, the Red Robin lawyers, they tried to get, like, I guess there's a clause for class action lawsuits that if the damage is more than $5 million, it gets handled differently. And so they're trying to say that they sold like more than $5 million worth of Stella Artois throughout the country. And the judge in her judgment is both a comedian and a fan of beer, apparently, because it was filled with like just beer puns. But she was like, no, like you can't. First of all, you're not differentiating between like what beer was sold in the 16 ounce glass and what was sold in the bigger glass. And also, you know, they were only shorted 2 ounces per glass. So they're suing for the 2 ounces that they were shorted, not the whole 16 ounces. So yeah, you're not gonna, it's not a high enough dollar amount to qualify for the special treatment. It's like, I can't remember what arena it was, what if it was Columbus or Nashville, one of the hockey arenas. Somebody figured out that they had a small beer glass and a large beer glass, and they figured out that they both held the same amount of beer. Yes. So they had the large beer glass that they charged more for, and they were able to pour it. They had to like videotape themselves taking a full large beer and pouring it into the small beer glass, and it fit. So either like people that either they were like idiots for like not either this arena was idiots for not realizing that they were charging the same amount for the same amount, you know, glass of beer, or they're geniuses and overcharging for the small glass and then way overcharging for the large glass, which I'm guessing it was the second one. So it just reminded me when I heard this story, it just reminded me of the time that after one of the comic book conventions, we stopped at Red Robin for food and beer. And I ordered like the standard 16 ounce, and you ordered the 21 ounce. And when like my wife wasn't paying attention, and then so when the waiter brought the beer over, she without thinking was like, "Hey, Danny, why is his so much bigger than yours?"
God made it that way.
And then like the three of us, you, me, and the waiter, all looked at her, and she's like, "What? Oh, no, that's not what I meant." And then she like stopped. She didn't talk for a while because she was embarrassed. It was pretty funny.
Was a fun con. I miss cons. Such a great adventure every time.
I know, right?
The
Yeah, somebody
highs,
that.
the lows, the beer.
Yeah, somebody hit me up about our mascot drawing of Sir Hoppyhead. Craft Above All is their Instagram handle, and they asked where did we get our logo done and or how, and I told them it was at an anime convention, and he was like, "Oh, that's cool." So I don't know if
He's like, fucking nerd. Gotta get away
right,
from this guy.
yeah, it's like, "Oh, wow, that's cool, I guess." Speaking of conventions,
I mean,
Sean.
it's funny because I'm like looking at Skype and both of our profile pics are girls drinking beers. Anime girls.
Right. Anime, yeah, not just girls, but anime girls. And
It's
then
very
mine,
fitting.
you can't see it in the picture, but mine has the words around it. It's okay that you don't like me. I don't like me either. Oh man. But speaking of conventions, and there's an author that I've mentioned a few times on the show. based on like buying books from him. Russell Noelty. His publishing company is called Wannabe Press. And so he has released an app called Wannabe Plus. WANNABE with the plus sign. Basically, it's all of his books in one handy dandy place. And there's some things that are free, and then there's some things that you have to pay of course, another subscription, because, you know, God knows we need more of those in our lives, right, Sean?
Exactly.
But this is actually value, Sean. It's $4 a month, and there's a lot of books on there. Pretty much every book he has written at this point is on there, and if it's not on there as part of the app, like, it'll be there shortly. Like, it's like there's like going to be like a lag time, a little bit of a lag time between like buying the physical copy of the book and then having it available on the app. As a, I guess, as a reward to people that buy the physical copy of the books.
Fair enough.
And it's pretty cool. I've been reading one of the stories. And if you leave, like, you know, you're in the middle of reading it and then you leave the app because you got to either go or do whatever. The next time you log in, it'll ask you if you want to continue reading where you left off. So it'll take you direct right to the page that you were on when you last finished reading. Super, super cool. I think you should. I think everybody should download it. But that's my own personal opinion.
Fair enough. But reading's hard.
Reading is fun. Da mental, Sean. I mean, I know it sucks that, like, you're not, if you finish a book, you're not going to get a stamp for a little personal kids pizza at Pizza Hut.
What? I can't read a couple books and get free pizza, free personal pizza?
No.
What kind of world do we live in?
I know, man, right? Like, I think more people would read if we got free pizza out of it.
What kind of hell are we living in?
That seems to be some kind of a government program that I could get behind. Unless you have to do like a book report, like I do a 200-word book report on the book you read to prove that you read the book. As an adult with a job, I'm like, you know what? I'll just pay for the pizza. It's cool. I read the book, but I really just don't want to do the book report, so I'll just pay for the pizza.
It's like when people ask me, like, why do I pay for my drinks in Vegas? I'm not very patient. I'd rather spend $10 on the beer than the $200 I'm going to lose on the betting.
Right?
Seems like my money's going farther.
But you get free drinks, and it's like, it's not free drinks. You're losing the money.
It's like $200 a beer. Come on, man.
If it was free, then the casinos wouldn't give them away because, you know, casinos don't do anything that doesn't earn them money. Like, but I did learn one trick, but I've never taken advantage of it because I'm the same as you. Like, I don't gamble enough to get free drinks. But, like, if you are one that does that, you know, when the server comes by and, like, takes your drink order, when they come back by and drop it off, you order your next drink then.
Gotcha.
But even then, like, you still have to, you're kind of expected to tip them too. So the drink's not free because you have to lose the money gambling and tip.
Exactly.
And if you don't tip, then they're never going to come back to your little area.
Nope.
Ever.
No, never.
But if you, like, you know, they're like, order, like, as soon as they bring you your first drink, order your second drink and give them, like, a $5 tip. It's like, wait, so I had to pay $5 for this free drink?
You're paying for a supply chain of booze directly to you in a more consistent flow.
Right. Or I could just go to the bar and sit at the bar and order drinks and pay for that.
Exactly. And watch a bunch of football and bet parlay.
Yes. You're still losing money, I guess, but in a different way.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes you win. I'm like 50-50 on my football parlays.
Never bet for the Raiders or against the Raiders, because whatever you do, they're not going to do the opposite just to piss you off.
Raiders.
It's like the Raiders are gonna beat the Jet, cover the spread against the Jets. No, they're not. The Raiders are gonna lose to the, you know, Kansas City Chiefs. Oh no, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what? Fuck you, Raiders. Oh man. Speaking of fuck yous, Metallica got bit in the ass by a problem that they caused, Sean.
Oh boy, what happened?
I don't know if you're old enough to remember the days of Napster.
I do.
So Napster was a free, like, basically pirated music service that before, like, any other streaming services existed. Like, basically, it was because of, like, this whole thing with Napster also that we get, like, you know, Spotify and all that. Because we're like, wait, people want music online and they're willing to pay for it? Let's take advantage of that.
Exactly.
But one of the biggest voices against Napster and, like, copyright strikes and all that stuff was the drummer of Metallica, Lars Ulrich. Mm-hmm. And so apparently Metallica, as part of BlizzCon on Twitch, performed some songs. And because the channel that was like the BlizzCon Twitch channel did not want to get a copyright strike, mm-hmm. they had the Metallica music muted and played like some random 8-bit song music over the Metallica set.
So who even got to listen to the Metallica?
I guess the people in the room.
What? Like, it was just for their employees putting on BlizzCon?
Apparently so, yes.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
And I saw some of the video of it. It was pretty funny, man.
He's just, you know, there's James, like, screaming, like, exit live, just, like, screaming just, like, into the mic, and then you're just the streamer. It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, pretty much. Off.
Seems a little off.
I posted the video in the Discord for the clan.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, it's under the music sub mm-hmm. tag.
Gotcha.
Oh, speaking of, I did start a weird debate by mispronouncing a name when I tried to, like, workshop a joke.
Yes. I was actually asked about that last night in my gaming session.
About what?
About, are you still going on about the spellings of Dwayne?
Well, because I misspelled Dwayne the Rock Johnson, because I thought my joke was pretty good and nobody commented on my joke, but they just commented on that I misspelled his name wrong because I got the I thought it was Duane, not Dwayne or Dwyane.
I knew it was DW.
Yes, but my joke was what do a wrestling match with The Rock and alcoholism have in common? I said they both end with Rock Bottom.
Which I did chuckle at that. I did.
That's the Rock's finishing move.
Yeah, I did notice the joke. I did laugh. Maybe it was too close to home for some people. All right.
But then I'm
they
part of
get
this,
a little sensitive on there. They could get a little sensitive. But then, not as ridiculous as us.
Yes. True.
It was funny. I got asked about your anime preferences compared to mine. And I was like, Danny's a little better than me. And like, you mean he's watches worse things than you, or that he watches more wholesome things than you? I was like, the wholesome one.
Yeah, I lean
not
a little more wholesome.
Not as trashy.
No. But in the Dwayne debate, I found like two more random spellings, and I found one more like. Because I'm part of this drinking group on Facebook, and it was like there was an I in there. It's like Dwayne. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. At least there's only three ways. Keep finding random ones. I find it hilarious. Just fucking keep kicking that horse, man. Keep kicking that horse.
Yeah. When I found the most recent, that last one, I was like, the saga continues. And then someone replied, "For Pete's sake," but they spelled Pete like the moss, Peat. Oh man. So Sean, I think, I was listening to a podcast and they're talking about how Disney Plus is the best streaming service.
Is it?
I don't, that's what they said. I think they're gonna be wrong.
Based off what grounds?
Based on that's their opinion. I
So
don't know, man. I didn't.
they couldn't make any. Oh, you didn't listen. You didn't. You turned off the
So I
podcast at
listened, but
that
they didn't
point.
follow up with it.
Oh, like the features or the content or the
I'm
ease of
guessing, well, they're big Star
use.
Wars fans too, so I'm guessing a lot of it has to do with like the Marvel stuff and the Star Wars stuff and all the like the television shows that are upcoming.
Oh, so it's very biased then. Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Because
But
you know how you have to like put in a code every time you watch it on a different device? You know, that's super helpful.
yeah. I mean, at least it's more still more like user-friendly than Crunchyroll or VRV as far as like watching the next episode. I've never had Disney Plus play the video of one episode and the audio of a different episode
Well, I haven't ever watched
multiple
any
times.
harems on Disney Plus, so checkmate, atheist.
I think HBO Max might be soon taking over the top streaming service.
Why?
Well, the big thing is, especially this year, is the feature of if you don't want to go watch a movie in a theater, you just get it included in your service the same day it's released in theaters, and you don't have to pay the extra $40 like you do for Disney Plus.
Boom. Take that, Mickey Mouse.
Exactly. I mean, to be fair, I guess after a couple months it's free. Well, not free, but included in the service. But who wants
Yeah.
to wait a couple months when HBO Max immediately, like, say I haven't watched it yet because I don't have HBO Max, but like Wonder Woman 1984,
Yeah.
it was released in theaters and on HBO Max as part of your subscription service, same day.
What theaters are even fucking open?
I'm
Are there
sure somewhere
theaters?
in the Midwest in Florida. Well, maybe not now in the Midwest, but before in the Midwest.
Oh man, I miss going to movies.
Oh man, but we got some trailers, Sean.
I'm just waiting for the screaming to start happening.
I was going to let you do it.
Oh, thank you, man. The The good old
There you go.
90s Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man. So when you watched the trailer, Sean, did you watch the Wholesome Family play version or did you watch the Red Band version? Do you even know the difference?
Whichever one got posted to the group.
Okay. Yeah, I found because there's a green band and a red band.
Well, that
So at the
green
beginning,
band
did
is
it?
just boring.
I know.
Let's see.
Oh man. I mean, this looks way better than the first version of the Mortal Kombat movies, right?
I think so. It says restricted trailer, so I guess I watched the green one.
No, you went. Okay, you didn't watch the red band,
Oh, fucking Delirium. What a pussy. He probably could,
right?
that's probably all he could get down in Georgia, in that red state. Probably don't have the unrestricted ones.
You know who's to blame for all of that, the problems in Georgia?
Who?
Is that kid that beat the devil in the fiddle tournament? Like the devil went down there to have some fun, and this little prick got all uppity and chased the devil away. Now they're all like holier than thou and pretend they're better than everybody else because the devil got beaten by them,
Yeah,
as opposed to just
like,
letting the devil have fun and letting us watch our red band trailers.
yeah, fuck.
That's what I say, Sean.
That makes a whole lot of sense. Fuck him. Him and his violin skills.
Fiddle.
I know.
You don't want to make a scene faster.
Redneck violin. His redneck violin.
Yeah, but violin has a sense of classiness.
That's why I said redneck violin.
It's like the question that pops up on Reddit. It's like, what's something that's okay, acceptable for rich people but not for poor people? And it's like drinking in the afternoon. Having a bunch of cars in your front in front of your house. Oh man.
Touche, touche, touche.
But apparently people are unhappy with the trailer, Sean, for the exclusion of one character.
my god. Is Johnny? Did I see Johnny Cage?
That's not the character.
Okay.
It's the character that we all want to see in the movie, Sean.
Katara.
No. Chun-Li. Mm. And her thick thighs and her short little dress.
It happens, man.
They want to get down with the thickness. But it looks like, at least the Red Band trailer, I don't know what you saw in the kids approved trailer, Sean, but in the Red Band, they showed quite a few fatalities.
Yeah. I saw a couple of those.
Including the dude that rips your heart out, and he was like holding it, and he's like, winner.
Wait, isn't Chun-Li in Street Fighter? She's not even in it.
Oh, not Chun-Li. I'm sorry, not Chun-Li. I'm a fucking idiot. You're right, how dare I?
Yeah, it's Katara, right? I'm probably saying her name wrong. Yeah, Katana. My bad, Katana. It's been Katana. A while. Yeah.
Yes.
The fangirl.
The fangirl?
She's got the deadly fans of death.
Yeah, I can't find the source now, where I got that information from.
Well, that would be disappointing.
Yep. All right, I'm wrong. It wasn't Chun-Li. It was somebody else then. I don't know, man. I never played those games too much because my parents didn't let me. What's that?
Sonya Blade? No, she was in it. Jade?
Sonya? Maybe, yeah, no. Anyways, moving on.
Jessie Cage?
Yes.
Sheba?
Sheba?
Oh man, Mortal Kombat, known for random groups of threes. We got the ninjas and the girls.
Exactly.
How many more ninjas do we need? We got Rain. Fuck, there's so many fucking ninjas. I think they got a little drunk like making Mortal Kombat games back in the day.
Yeah, they did. I just missed was it the dude that like is the new host of Iron Chef America? I think he was in that.
Was he?
I think so. He's crazy. He was also in the third John Wick movie.
Fancy.
Anyways, now that I was proved wrong, at least I'm mad enough to admit it. See you next week, everybody.
I don't give a shit about your shitty fighting games. In your different characters. Maybe exactly. you thought this was Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat. Maybe that's where you got confused.
No, I was just going off somebody else's post, and like I don't do any follow up questions, including research, as we've learned.
Well, I'm just saving you the heartburn of being, you know, tomorrow when you go to work or Tuesday and you get told that you're a fucking idiot and it's wrong.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Who would call you out first?
Well, like the only person that talks to me and listens to this friend of the show, Solid Snack.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I can't find out where I got that information. I think maybe they were wrong too and they deleted it. That's what I get for like reading something like 4 days ago and hoping I would remember and then forgetting to like look it up before we started. And having it on hand.
Anyways, the I do like the armor. Scorpion and Sub-Zero's armor. It looks a little bit more traditional, like, you know, actual armor instead of like the old ninja outfit. So I thought that was pretty cool. The powers seem decent as well in the fight scene that I watched, so I don't know. I mean, it looks a little bit, it definitely seems more modern and more serious and not, you know, not like goofy serious, just like more of a serious tone as I was watching the trailer. So I don't know, I think it'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, yeah, I was right. There was an article that somebody made the point like why Chun-Li wasn't invited to the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, where in all the realms is Chun-Li? If there is a battle for the fate of Earth, then don't we all need all the greatest warriors gathered, which would include Chun-Li and her spinning bird kick? And like I said, like you said, she's Street Fighter, and I'm like, for some reason it didn't sound right, but I'm like, I guess I'm an idiot and don't know enough between Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. So I thought they were, I just trusted whoever wrote that article not to be an idiot, which made me look like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, it sounded wrong, so I Googled it. And I was like,
that's why you don't assume, Sean. You're going to make an ass out of both you and Uma Thurman. And so apparently, like in the article, because they like the makers of the movie replied and they're like, yeah, she's not part of the universe. And I thought maybe they were just like leaving her out because they were assholes and they didn't want more than one woman in the movie. But no, it's because she's not part of the universe. Again, I made an ass out of both me and Uma Thurman.
What were your thoughts on the trailer, though?
Oh, man, it looked badass. Like, I'm hoping... Here's what I'm hoping. And it seems like it from the base of the trailer is... it's not some goofy, like... They're not trying to make a story out of it like they did the original movies. It's more like Bloodsport. The old Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where there's a little bit of story, but it basically it's like the first few minutes of the movie is like introduces you to the main character, whoever it is, or the team or whatever, and then at some point they get to the tournament and it's just a lot of like tournament fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be necessary. It's not like I'm expecting like Bloodsport or The Karate Kid where the tournament's like at one location. Because it would even be better if they're fighting for the fate of Earth if it takes place at random places. One of the things I thought was cool was when Jax, how he lost his arms. They showed how he lost his arms.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I don't know if that made it into your kiddie-approved trailer.
No, I think part of it did.
Yeah, they showed the whole thing in the red band. Like, his arms got frozen and then just got ripped off and shattered. So, yeah. And then people were like, when Scorpion at the end finally did, they showed the get over here. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, he needed a little more need to be a little louder on that one.
Get over here.
No, I mean he had some bass in his voice. Yeah. They just needed to be like more booming.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So. It looks pretty good. If I had HBO Max, which I need to get because I also want to watch the Harley Quinn show because apparently that's supposed to be pretty good.
I've heard that. I just can't put myself to watch anything Harley Quinn, though.
No.
Like there's been too much Harley Quinn in my cereal.
You want more Joker?
Maybe more Batwoman, even though I haven't watched the original Batwoman.
The TV show?
Yeah. Very terrible. Well, yeah. It is.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's CW. Who cares? Nobody with a brain watches anything on CW. Well, or like, unless you're like a junior high girl. I guess people without brains and junior high girls watch shows on the CW. Because from everything I've heard about every show on the CW from the Arrowverse, I guess is what they're calling it,
yeah.
Is it like the first season or two is really good, and then it just like goes off the rails and gets pretty like lame after that.
Gotcha.
So, and then you got singing, you got song and dance crossovers, like their musicals every once in a while.
Of course.
Right. So, there's another trailer for an Amazon series, Sean, which looks pretty good, but it also made me realize how grateful that I am to Disney Plus for the length of their shows.
Yeah.
Because their shows are like WandaVision and Mandalorian are what, like 30 to 45 minutes long max?
Yeah, around there.
So this one is based on a comic book by Robert Kirkman.
Yep, the creator of The Walking Dead.
Yes. And this is another comic he did called Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty weird that they got the voice of J. Jonah, the guy actor that played J. Jonah Jameson, to play the voice of a superhero, even though he and his other role is very anti-superhero. Mm-hmm. So, like, the story of this, it seems like... Did you ever read the comic, Sean?
I did read the comic. I read it. I think I got to, like, issue 50. I was borrowing it from Mike Nieto, which is probably a name you haven't heard in a while, but...
That's I haven't heard in, since I chopped off his arms and legs and left him to die in a volcano.
Right. No, he used to get that series and we would like trade comics and I never picked it up after he stopped getting it. It was pretty good. I don't remember if it hit like any crazy walls or anything. It is funny because, like, in the trailer, they're, like, hinting at some kind of major plot twist. So it's pretty funny because I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what that twist is.
Look, just because you're semi-literate doesn't mean you have to brag to everybody else, all right? Yeah, because I figured you probably read it, even if you wasn't because of Michael, but because that was about the time you worked at the store, right, when it was, like, at its peak.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good story. I don't know really how, I mean, again, like, they went many, many issues above it, so I don't know how it ends or anything, or if it's still ongoing, so I would imagine it's probably complete. I bet he finished it.
He probably did. I mean, he stopped writing The Walking Dead as well, that cash cow. But it's the story of a 17-year-old who's voiced by Steven Yeun of The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And his father is J.K. Simmons, who's like basically the Superman of the universe, right?
Correct.
And so let's see, other Zazie Beetz, who was Domino in the Deadpool movie, Deadpool 2. Mm-hmm. Jillian Jacobs, Zachary Quinto, who was from Heroes. Mark Hamill, I don't know, man. They're hiring unknown actors. And Seth Rogen, and a few more. But they're supposed to be hour-long episodes, so it's like, come on, dude. Like, do you really need every show to be an hour long? I'm cool with being like 30 minutes. How about you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it being. I guess I don't mind an hour as long as it's not, like, dragged out. But there's 144 issues in the book, so obviously...
you missed a few?
I've missed quite a bit, so... Definitely a lot to read if you're trying to get it into the book. But, I mean, it's pretty good. Like it says, like, he tries to become a hero like his dad. His dad's, like, one of the top guys, so... And there's a pretty, it's interesting on what happens in the universe. So I won't spoil anything, but I'm sure you'll find out like in episode 1 through 3, what the major plot twist is.
Right. And I'm sure, I mean,
cause it's the main, the plot twist is part of the main focus of the book. Okay. So, I mean, so it's something that has to happen pretty quick.
That makes sense. So, but based on your reading of the comic, this is, like, probably something worth watching?
Yeah, definitely. I think it would at least be good to watch, at least initially. Like I said, I think there was some really good content in the beginning through issues 1 through 50, so we'll have to see how it ends.
And he is a good... a writer, and given the money to make a show, the show can be well made. Like, the first season of The Walking Dead was good, and then when they got all the money back from, you know, the tax breaks and all that stuff, the showrunners and all that were like, awesome, we're getting all this money back. And AMC's like, actually, we're gonna cut your budget, and not only are we gonna cut your budget, but you're gonna make like 5 more episodes, because we're gonna take the money that we got from your show and make like 2 more shows that no one cares about. Like, there was the Civil War Railroad show that had Common. I can't remember the name of the show, but that was one of the shows that basically got made because of The Walking Dead money that didn't get put into The Walking Dead. Mm. And so, like, the showrunner's like, but the show's about zombies. And like, yeah, do you really need like to see the zombies, or can you just have like sounds of zombies off screen, like rawr, and so that's why like the second season had like no zombies in it really, because they had to like they had less of a budget and more episodes to film and more actors than they did in the first season too. And so like I said, they were told by this like AMC like, yeah, we don't need to see the zombies. The people can hear them, and that's good enough.
Just Photoshop one of the old zombies in there.
Yeah, do like Tim Burton did in the Willy Wonka movie, and just have one dude be all the Oompa Loompas.
Was it just because the cost of the makeup? Weren't they like just taking people off the street and making them zombies?
And part of that, and I'm sure, I mean, they probably had to pay them like something, or even like craft services or something, but it wasn't free completely.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, so that's part of the reason why like there were far less zombies as The Walking Dead went on for a little bit. Oh man, but then there
Gotta
was a... Go
budget
ahead.
cut those zombies.
Exactly. Even being dead doesn't give you job security. Oh man. And then it's weird, like within like a week, Disney released two trailers for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I only got to one of them, but
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
remember
know.
if
It just seems weird.
I like one of the trailers, like the second trailer, they leaned super heavy into like the buddy cop aspect of it. Like they're going through like couples therapy.
Yes, that's the
And
one I
they're like
watched.
being guys, and at the end they're like she wants them to make eye contact, and she's like, wait, are you guys having a staring contest? And then the third one, apparently, like because apparently people reacted negatively or something to the second trailer, so they recut a third trailer and then showed more of the action. And that's basically like the third trailer is just more action shots.
Gotcha.
So I don't know, that's coming out soon, like March 19th.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know, man. I mean, is it even. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just now that we're having all these rain. This just seems like one of the weird movies that are out there post, the Avengers Endgame stuff. So,
Well,
like,
like,
it's weird that, they're teaming up and you see Captain America's shield getting flinged around between the two of them.
true, but that's kind of probably what happened in the comics, because at one point both of them were Captain America in the comics, and but so was the Punisher. But then, like watching the trailer, like they show like a scene where there's like a football team that's like basically like the Captain Americas or whatever is their mascot. And they have a dude come out, and for a minute I thought that was like just their like mascot dressed up like Captain America. And then I was listening to somebody else talk about it, and they said that they're like, oh yeah, US agent shows up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that dick. Because from what I'm hearing, the story is that the government isn't happy that Steve Rogers gave that he gave away the shield. The government's like, it's not his shield to give away, it's ours, kind of a thing.
That makes sense.
It's not Captain Steve Rogers, it's Captain America, and we're America. And so I think that they're going to try to push to make US agent the holder of the shield.
Gotcha.
But then at the same time, you have, and I don't know which one's going to be the main plot or the and which one's going to be the B plot, but then Baron Zemo is in the show as well.
Is that the female?
No, he was the dude, like he was in was he in Winter Soldier?
Oh, the guy that said like no more heroes or whatnot.
Yes, the guy that
Yeah.
basically like tore them, like got them to fight, like fight amongst each other,
Yeah.
and like yeah, he because they didn't die, he was just locked up, and so somehow he gets out. And I saw some pictures, production pictures, and he's basically like somehow they managed to make his like cheesy looking 70s costume look cool and modern.
It takes some money and some skill, but it could happen.
Right. Like after the first two episodes of WandaVision, one of my friends from high school, like he has a comic book, like he has a comic book company called Inland Blue Comics, and he has a podcast that he hasn't done it for a while, but it's Nerd Life Crisis, like him and like two other guys that are like basically like living like the their midlife crisis of nerds in a way, talking about the stupid shit their kids do and also nerd stuff. But he's basically very like curmudgeonly about things. Like he doesn't enjoy anything. Like he doesn't like having fun. And so like he made the point after the first couple of two episodes of WandaVision, he was like, you know, if this was a DC show, people would immediately reject it. But because it's Marvel, they have to find reasons to like it. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, no, it's because Marvel hasn't given us a reason to doubt them yet. Well, at least, well, not so much they haven't given us a reason to doubt them, but they haven't given us a reason not to give them the benefit of the doubt. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, like, you see with WandaVision, like, the first couple episodes were a little like, what the heck's going on? And, like, there's all sorts of memes about it, even. It's like the first couple episodes are like, what's going on? This third and fourth episode are like, all right, I kind of see something. And, like, after that, it shows the scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Charlie Day's character has, like, the conspiracy theory board out with all the strings attached to it and stuff. So, as much as like I don't know about the show, like I'm still gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I can't see them wasting a whole show on nothing.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And you know, it's not like the comics. You know, like I think I mentioned before on the show about how like they have that one dude that was like the newspaper reporter, and like that would come out during every major event only, and like you would have to read that to get like important information. Like out of like two of the six issues, there'd be important information, and the rest of it would just be ways for Marvel to get more of your money. Oh man. Speaking of ways for people to get more of your money, Sean. So I saw on Netflix, I don't know how like I came across it, a movie called Almighty Thor. And I didn't realize when until I started watching that it was a sci-fi original, sci-fi. S-Y-F-Y.
Seafies.
But you know what movie is good?
What?
You know, movie's gonna be amazing when the description of the movie is telling you what movie it isn't. So it's not like the first sentence of this movie is not to be confused with the big screen superhero film. When Demon Loki attacks Los Angeles, the Nordic god must forge a mighty hammer to save the city and send Loki back to the underworld in this made-for-TV movie. Oh, you know what's sad about this movie, Sean? Is that
What?
it had better, like, sad, but not like that bad for the movie, but sad and bad for other movies. That it is it almost had better special effects than the Justice League movie did with Dire Wolf.
It's no good.
Like my only big my only real gripe about this movie is the actor that played Thor, like, because you know in the beginning he's supposed to be like young and naive, and he's like ends up like following this woman who's like a servant of Odin, and he just like every single time something comes up, he's like, "No, I'm gonna do it my way. Why are you doing that?" Like he's just like he took the beginning of episode four, whiny Luke Skywalker, and amplified it for like the first like half hour of the movie.
This level is over 9,000.
And the other complaint that I have is like the actor they got to play Odin is a better, like, for whatever reason they had, he was like super wooden and stiff, and he's a better actor than this because he's like a former wrestler, Kevin Nash, known as the Diesel. Oh man, like he was good in the ring, like he has mic skills and he can like pull all that off for some reason, like, and I when I saw that he was playing Odin, I kind of got a little happy, and then I saw the movie and it's like, ah, like
Terrible.
it was just bad. Like this is the perfect movie. Like this is why I miss like some podcasts, like especially one that, you know, the Geek Offensive. They had a segment on their episodes called Sincere Garbage, where people would try to make a good movie, but it just ended up being not good. Like The Room was one of them that he did. And this would be a perfect for that. It was like 90 minutes long. The special effects were like all right. Richard Grieco from 21 Jump Street TV show was Loki. Like he just looked weird. Perfect made for TV movie. Oh man. But then I watched another movie called Sorry to Bother You. Like this movie is weird, Sean. Like I can't describe it without giving too much away. Like, well, I can't just say too much because basically this guy, he's a telemarketer, but he needs a job. So he gets a job as a telemarketer. And like in the background, they keep seeing these commercials for this company that like basically like you get hired for them for life. And you live in a house provided by them, and then they have cafeterias for you to eat at. So like, and they're buying up all these companies. So like, basically like, it's working. It's going to where that's the only company you're going to be able to work for. And people are calling it slavery, and the guy that owns the company is like, no, we're not forcing anyone to do this. They're signing up for their own free will.
Right.
And so, it's weird. I didn't even think about this. It also as well has Steven Yeun, formerly of The Walking Dead and future of the Amazon Prime original animated series Invincible.
Wow, look at this show. 1% better.
1%. We're tying shit in together. It's like, it's got Danny Glover in it, like as like a like uncredited role pretty much. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's just a weird movie, like Spike Jonze weird. Spike Jonze, like, he was a music video director, like he did the Beastie Boys Sabotage and some Weezer stuff. And Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim, which if you haven't seen that movie video, I mean, that video is pretty weird because it's just Christopher Walken, like, dancing Matrix style in a hotel. Because you can go with this, or you can go with that. Or you can go with this,
or you can go with that. And you can go with that. Yeah, man, dude, what a flashback right there.
Right? Do-do-do-do-do. But yeah, so the video of that is Christopher Walken just like Matrix style dancing through a hotel. But he did like the movie Being John Malkovich. So like, he's just like some kind of out there stuff. This movie's mm-hmm. on those level, but it's direct again. But this movie's directed by somebody else who did music videos. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just like the way to get trippy movies.
Gotcha.
Like the dude, like the new Fast and the Furious movies, he started doing music videos as well, which it's weird. Like, wait, people still make music videos?
That's a thing,
right? I don't know, man. So, Sean, I don't know. Did you watch the anime?
I did not.
I figured as much. Dude, you missed out, man.
Pretty good.
Dude, it's like, it's weird because it was like the closest way to being filmed almost like a sitcom than any anime I've watched.
And what's the anime?
It's called Watakoi, Love is Hard for Otaku. And so basically, like, there's two main characters, a man and a woman, and they've been friends for years. And like, the woman, she's talking about how like she has to basically hide her being otaku or nerd from all of her boyfriends. Mm-hmm. And she like plays games with this guy, like they've known each other, like I said, since they were like in elementary school. And so basically he's like super like nerdy, like, and dry and stuff, and he like, they end up like dating just because out of convenience. But then she gets hired at a new job, and she like doesn't realize like he works there, and they end up working like under the same boss. And they come to find out that the boss and the woman that works next to the main character are both nerds, and they're like dating. Mm. But at first, when she gets there, she's like trying not to like let anyone know that she's a nerd, because the last job that she left because she dated a guy there, and then he was like basically broke up with her and bullying her because she was a nerd enough to the point where she had to quit.
Nerd alert.
And so it just. It's like The Big Bang Theory, if The Big Bang Theory was funny.
Gotcha.
Like, there's one episode where they're going to, like, after work, they're going to go to a bar and have some drinks, right? Mm-hmm. And they end up walking past a manga store. And a couple of them are like, hey, let's go in here. And one guy's like, no. And then they end up, you know, of course they go in there. And so they split off, the two girls and the two guys, and they focus on the guys, and one guy's like kind of looking around a little bit, and the boss is kind of looking around, and the main character nerd guy's like, are you embarrassed to buy anything because you don't want me to judge you? Mm-hmm. And because he's like, because I think the books you want are over there, like pointing to like the yaoi books. And he's like, maybe. He's like, first, he's like, no. And then he's like, maybe. And then so they end up, he's like, buying books. And then, but then he asked the nerd guy, and he's like, wait, why don't you buy any books? And he's like, oh, I buy everything digital. I don't have to worry about judgment. Which made me think of you.
Digital is wonderful. Yeah. I mean, digital is so wonderful.
Then they go over to the girls. Meanwhile, they go over to the girls, and they're like both into like hardcore into Yuri, which is a boy stuff, which kind of is a running joke throughout the series between like the two guys. Like one episode, the main character, she's kind of feeling down, and so to cheer them up, they end up doing like a photo shoot of Yuri poses, where the guy, like one of the dudes, is like standing against the wall, and the dude does the whole like put the arms around his head against the wall
The
move.
slam.
The wall slam?
The
Yes.
wall slam. I'm gonna wall slam you, Danny.
Yes. Oh man. But then like the main character, like depending on her mood, like her voice changes. It's just like my only kind of complaint about the show, and it's just a minor gripe, is they rely too heavily on that cat smile face. Like that shows up a lot, but if that's my biggest complaint about the show, that's nothing, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's only 11, and then it's only 11 episodes, and it kind of just has a non-ending ending.
Oh, like a typical just kind of like you just assume.
Like there's an OVA, but it wasn't on there, and I guess they did a live action movie, but it's based on the same material that the anime is based on, so it's not anything continuing.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. 11 episodes. There's, like there's no like
Like an hour each or a half hour?
half hour.
Okay.
It doesn't rely on any of like the usual anime stereotypes. There's only like one kind of scene of fan service. One of the characters is like they're getting ready to play a game, and like where's she? She's like, oh, she's taking a bath first, and then they show her in the bathtub. And that's pretty much like the most fan service of the whole show. And the weirdest part, Sean, is none of the characters who like each other are related. They're like there's no like weird stepbrother shit going on.
Gotcha.
I mean, they do introduce his like the main character's brother later on, and he's like 7 years younger than them and stuff. And so at first I'm like, oh, are they gonna make it weird? And they don't, because he ends up like, because he works at a Starbucks. Starbucks.
Starbucks. That's funny.
Starbucks. Which in like the lettering is like the same font and the same color, but I guess like changing one vowel isn't enough to not get sued.
Right.
They even have like the green aprons on. And then they paid to get the license because of Nintendo consoles, because they have both the Wii and the Switch in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I highly recommend watching this show. It's like the most adult anime that I've seen in a good way. It's like adult without being like without tentacles. Oh man.
Jeez. Terrible. Truth
I mean,
terrible.
exact. It's, well, yeah, it's grown up. It's not adult, I guess. That's the word I could look for. There you go.
Yeah.
Because adult means tentacles.
Oh man. So I got started reading the series. So there's a I watched the anime Claymore a long time ago, and I believe the anime came out while the book was still being written, and so the ending of the anime is not very strong. So I kind
Like
of got
Game of Thrones season 8, not very strong,
something like that.
or like just not strong, but not like it makes you hate the rest of the series.
Just not, yeah, it doesn't make you hate the series. So I'm going back and I decided to start reading the books. There's 27 volumes in total and I've finished 10 books so far. So I still got a long way. I got another 17 to go. But man, dude, I forgot like how enjoyable like the series was, and it's about, you know, it's about a girl that's slaying monsters, and basically these monsters called Yoma like are terrorize the human race, and basically these ladies at a young age, usually off slave trades and stuff, have Yoma parts put into them, and they turn into the claymore that could actually defeat them, and they're numbered based off their strength. And there's some history on the main character and why she wanted to actually become. She's like one of the first people to actually say they want to become a claymore. But there's like a lot of different drama amongst you know, there's political ramifications going on, there's revenge, and it's so far like I'm really enjoying it. One of my favorite characters, Teresa Faint Smile, is one of the side characters in the in like a flashback episode or series. Yeah, she's super freaking awesome, but I got to relive her murder again, so that was fun.
Yay.
It's an old anime. I mean, the anime was from the I think late 2000s, early 2000s. Trying to think. I think it's actually an older anime at this point, so I'm not too worried about spoiling at this point.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, I wasn't like making a reference to you spoiling it. It
Yeah.
was more a reference of like, yeah, you get to watch somebody you like die again, even
Yeah.
though it's, but still.
Yeah. Like I knew it was coming. I was just like, after that chapter, I was like, I'm done for the night. But no, I've really enjoyed the reading the Claymore books, and there seems to just be a lot more information and about what's kind of going on. So I definitely feel like a lot more. It doesn't feel like it's like rushing through the story or anything. And I think the Claymore anime is like over. I think it's around the 24 episode mark, because I think it does try to cover a decent amount of story throughout the series. I don't think it's a 12 episode, but I could be wrong.
And you know, mentioned that you bought the you buy your books digitally. What service do you buy your books for through?
I go through the Google Books.
Okay.
The Google Books. So,
Google.
yeah, I don't know if there's any reason why I choose that one versus anything else, but it's just one of those it just ended
Well,
up be working out, and they actually have a decent selection of stuff to of manga to read as well.
right, even if it's there's no strong reason for you why you picked it, there's definitely no reason why you are unhappy and looking for something else.
Exactly. Let's see. It's 26 episodes is the anime. So it
Yeah.
does cover, I think it does try to cover the overall story.
Yeah, I remember enjoying the crap out of the show.
Yeah.
It's a bloody, little gory, but not too bad.
Yeah.
One more series.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of combined some of the names of the chapters, so there's definitely like a lot more information in the chapters. 'Cause like in the book it's like the carnage in the north, but it was like it's like the battle, it's called the Battle of the North. There's Pieta. Yeah, it definitely seems like it starts to rush, because like I'm getting ready to start reading the Battle of Pieta, and that's in book 11, and that's part of episode 22. So it definitely seems like they kind of made their own kind of ending when they ran out of like content.
I mean, that's kind of what you have to do, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a shame. But yeah, Quills and Quatchers really liked the series as well, so that was kind of part of the reason why I ended up r jumping in and reading it.
Speaking of running out of content, Sean, you set me up for the best worst segues. leading into Destiny talk.
I could just end the episode and cut all that information out.
I mean, you do have the power. You have the touch. I have the power.
Exactly.
That's 2 weeks in a row I got you on that one, Sean, with a shitty transition to talk about Destiny.
Wow.
Well, not the transition was bad, but just pointing out how bad Destiny is.
How dare you. How fucking dare you. So this week, we ended up getting a new exotic rifle, the Dead Man's Arm, Dead Man's Aim. It's a it's actually a scout rifle with, like, the... it's like an old-timey Western scout rifle. So it shoots very well. It's like one of the new hot new scout rifles in the game. And in the story, you actually have to go through a ship and solve puzzles and stuff to get to a boss room where you fight a guy, and then afterwards you get the gun. So it was pretty... I thought it was a pretty interesting... like puzzle map to get through. So definitely, and then I took the gun into at least one Gambit match last night, and I had a lot of fun invading. But man, dude, that thing is, it's a beastly gun. Like, it's got to be like one of the strongest kinetic guns in the game. That's not like, you know, a grenade launcher or something, like a sniper rifle that you could put in that in your kinetic slot. So.
Oh man, yeah. Like, I don't have that gun, but quick. So I went into Crucible. It's like weird. Like, when you're in Crucible or Gambit, I'm sorry, not Crucible, Gambit. Do you do worse against certain enemies?
Yeah, I feel like. I definitely feel like I play different according to different enemies, because I know that I will get messed up by certain ones. Like, I know I typically try to pay attention to Hive, and are they, if it's ogres or if it's the eyes above the shriekers. And then I definitely think that, like, I think I struggle with the Cabal a little bit more. They're a little bit more hardy and not as easy just to put down with, like, a melee ability when I'm flying across the map. So I have to be careful not to land in a giant pile of enemies to where if I don't kill them, I'm going to get massacred.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I seem to do the best against, like, Cabal and Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And okay against Hive. But, like, I have atrocious matches against the Vex.
Oh, really?
Like I don't deposit any motes. Atrocious matches against the Vex.
Yeah.
Versus, like, Cabal, it's like, oh, you did like 40 or 50 out of the 100 motes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is with the Vex, dude, those the fucking turret guys will fucking wreck you if you're not paying attention. Dude, like, if you're, like, shooting the little guys and then he's in the back, dude, they'll just aim, it'll be like, boom, it'll be like a giant blast, like, at you. And it's a quick, too. It's not like it's like a slow beam that comes at you. So
right.
It's definitely something, like, you have to really be careful of.
Yeah, when the Drifter's like, when he gets through doing his little flippy shit with the dog tag.
Yeah.
He's like, your opponents are Vex. And it's like, oh, okay. Sorry, team. I guess we're going to lose this round.
GG, everybody. GG, I'm out. Get yourself a better teammate.
Yeah. Oh, man. But content. What's it called?
The Beyond Light?
No, but not the name of the thing, but the new event that you have to do for the to kill off all the Cabal.
The Battlegrounds.
The Battlegrounds, those are fun.
Yeah, did you do the new one on Earth this week?
Yes.
Dude, that one is the best one, man. You're, like, locked in the building with all the fucking Hive. Dude, that shit's intense. Yeah, no, I thought the battlefield this week was really good. I've been trying to grind. I've been grinding some Gambit. I was grind last night and this week just because it's the triple infamy. So I'm trying to get my reset in. So I'm up to, like, over 8,000. So I'm, like, less than halfway there now. It was
All right,
crazy, dude. Like, it was like 3 days after the reset, and people already had like the Dredgen Sparkle title. I was like, dude, what? Did you just like, as soon as the new season started, just jump into Gambit and just play for 36 hours straight?
probably. I mean, if I was like free of responsibilities, I mean, 'cause you've done it before where you've taken time off work just to play Destiny.
Yeah, but I do that on, I don't do that for just a season. I do that for like the major expansion.
I know, but if you had like if you didn't have a real job and could do that where you could take every new season release off.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's fun to like actually like with the new season, it's fun to like go in there and actually have a purpose than just doing bounties.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun. And then next week we have our the Iron Lord is back. So we got Iron Banana for the first time. So I think they're supposed to have different armor. Well, it's supposed to be the first time. It's supposed to be the armor from the first year of Destiny 2, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know about the weapons either.
I do like the seasonal armor though. The way it looks.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, I have the seasonal armor and then I have a different cape to like add a little color to flair.
Yeah. Oh. Did give it some good flair.
Dude, I haven't played with anybody like for a long time. Being a adult sucks.
Yeah. Well, you got a clan you could hit up.
I know. Like it was, but also like I haven't really done any content like that I need help necessarily, and everyone's got their own shit going on.
Yeah. Yeah, AJ's on there a lot. You and him could talk about whiskey.
He's all or Dwayne's. He was the guy that like the main guy that was in the Dwayne debate. The great Dwayne debate of 2021.
Yeah. All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thank you guys for hanging out for another fun-filled episode. Make sure you follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, all those fantastic places. Make sure you give us a rating. Helps us helps poor victims think that we're good. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for some good fun and good updates.
Well, I mean, at least updates that I'm not going to promise that they're all good.
Probably not. All right, everybody. Well, that's it. We'll catch you next time.
Later.